A normal community high school senior is making a local and international impact through providing relief to others during crises. Drew Vreba has spent part of his life learning about STEM, and he's advancing opportunities for others through a robotics program and through his nonprofit Universal Help. As a result, Vreba won the 4-H Youth in Action Award for STEM. That's a national award. Student reporter Jordan Mead speaks with Vreba about his dedication to others.
We have local projects and international projects in India, and we've given 7 different schools textbooks and notebooks and school supplies. We've also digitized schools in India. We've given them computers, a projector, an uninterruptible power supply, and like a digital curriculum to improve digital literacy in rural India. And this is rural India, so like it's like a lot of people there are below the standard, the poverty line in India. During the first wave of the pandemic, we've given about 200 families meals. And earlier this summer, when the Delta variant was surging in India, we started a COVID isolation center in Hyderabad. We're also doing a local project to improve recycling accessibility here in local parks. We're currently working with the city of Bloomington to improve like recycling accessibility in public parks in our area.
Why did you feel called to focus your efforts through Universal Help in rural India?
So when I visited my dad's home village, like where he grew up in 8th grade, and I noticed like this stark difference in like just the general like standard of living between here in the United States and there, and like things we take for granted like every day is like kind of like a luxury there. So I noticed that kind of, and I was also like really into sustainability and the environment. And like over the next year, I kind of got this idea to start a nonprofit. At the end of 2018, I decided to start Universal Help.
Why is it important for individuals to become involved in STEM, regardless of their age and education status?
A lot of the skills you learn use in STEM are kind of skills that you can use in like everyday life, like through robotics and through activities I've done with robotics and through 4-H, I've learned a lot of leadership skills and I've learned a lot of like problem solving skills, which has helped me in starting Universal Help and leading the organization and trying to figure out problems. So I think the skills that you can learn through STEM club, through joining STEM clubs, is really useful just in general everyday life and for like future endeavors.
Why did you implement a local robotics club at Grove Elementary School?
In 3rd grade, I got into robotics. From then on, I joined a competitive robotics team, Lego Robotics. Then now I'm part of Metal Cow Robotics, which is a FRC. It's like a high school level team. And we build 120-pound robots every year. And like the reason I wanted to start a robotics club at local elementary schools was to pass on the knowledge and make teaching robotics more accessible, because a lot of times it's like it can be expensive, the Lego robotics kits and all. And through starting a 4-H club at local elementary schools, it really makes it more accessible for students to be able to learn robotics. And a lot of the students I taught are now part of robotics teams like competitively now, which is pretty cool to see.
What's the value in becoming involved in robotics clubs at such an early age?
With robotics, like it gave me a really like hands-on learning experience, and just like coding a robot and going through the process of building a robot competitively with other team members. It's just a really cool experience you can get hands-on that you can't always get at school.
For people who don't see the value in STEM or who don't know much about it, what would you say to them to challenge them to go beyond their comfort zones and seek learning opportunities in STEM?
Like, even if you're not interested in STEM, like you just learn a lot of life skills from activities related to STEM. You just gain a lot of problem-solving skills and logical thinking skills from STEM.
That's ISU student reporter Jordan Mead with Drew Vreba. After graduation, Vreba plans to study a STEM-related major in college. Given the success of Universal Help, Vreba hopes to eventually create solar advancement opportunities for people in India through a solar project.